This is Kurt Franklin with Network Computing talking about security. I'm making this particular recording from the H concourse at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. That's why you're likely to hear some entertaining noises in the background. But the flights that I've been on the past couple of days, actually the process of getting into the airports to take the flights, have left me thinking about security in a lot of different ways. One of the things that happens in a lot of secure situations where the public, casual users, or even run-of-the-mill network users are involved is that we begin to equate pain in the rear with security. You know, if this is so inconvenient, it must be truly secure. Certainly some of that going on in transportation, but I see it more and more in network security. And let me give you a good example. My dad is someone who has worked without computers most of his professional life. He now works with them in a large corporation, and a corporation that has a network security scheme in place that most companies and most experts would consider top flight. They require, for example, that all passwords be secure passwords, combination of upper and lower case, combination of alphabetic and numeric characters, no strings within the password, matching dictionary lookups, very secure, and they roll them every 30 days. Now, trying to get someone who hasn't used computers most of their working life to remember one of these strong passwords is one thing. But in his case, there's a network logon password, there's an email password, there are separate passwords for other corporate applications. By the time you roll them all up, he's got 5 or 6 strong passwords to remember, all of which must roll every 30 days. This is just a situation where, in my opinion, the pain level exceeds the security return, and there are several solutions out there that could help solve the problem. The first is, of course, single sign-on. You've authenticated someone once, you've verified who they are, you look up what their privileges are on various applications and other various network segments, and you let it go. That's certainly one solution that would be entirely appropriate in his situation. The other, and one that I'm coming to believe in more and more strongly, is two-factor authentication, where a hardware component is part of the entire authentication process. Whether it's a key fob dongle, a USB key, a smart card, a challenge and response one-time password generator, any of these, they serve a wonderful purpose in that they can help relieve the user of having to remember a strong password while maintaining authentication-level security. Now, we hear a lot of arguments against these, cost being most of them, but the fact is, we're reaching a point where to ensure security and keep the user annoyance level low enough to have compliance with the schemes and not offer incentive for users to work around the authentication schemes, it's time. The costs are low enough, the integration costs are low enough, and frankly, the products are good enough that it's time to just go ahead, bite the bullet, and start thinking about hardware-assisted two-factor authentication. You know, we hear so much about identity theft as the fastest-growing crime. We see all sorts of issues raised about authentication. But the fact is that the bulk of the truly damaging intrusions that we've seen lately have come not from an authentication failure, or for that matter, from a technological network security failure, but from something having to do with user interaction, human factors, or just human error. Someone who allows access to a device, a port, a tape, a database, when they shouldn't. There really isn't a good technological way around that. It comes in with user training, with user accountability, and with making security a part of the overall user experience that the user feels they can work with rather than having to struggle against. To the extent that we make security something that users struggle against, we provide them with broad incentives to work around it rather than with it. That is a key issue that we're going to have to address as security needs grow greater and security requirements grow stronger. So if you haven't already put in place two-factor authentication and you're not currently looking at it, take this opportunity to do so. The time is right, the products are right, especially if you want my advice, take a look at smart cards. You can tie them into things like premises security, lowering the overall cost for each portion of the security puzzle. It's a good thing to do. From H Concourse at Chicago's beautiful O'Hare Airport, this is Kurt Franklin for Network Computing, saying goodbye till next time.